G'day Brian, g'day Phil. The mythological creature I'd like to eat most would have to be Pokemans. You're doing a great job, I hope you can keep it up. I'm from Australia, bye.
Hey everybody.
Oh hi, hey. Everybody. Welcome to Wednesday?
Yep.
Is it Wednesday today?
Wednesday week already.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness it's Wednesday, March the 28th of 2007. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast coming at you live from John Campbell Famous Studios.
What could be better than Wednesday, right? Like, it's clearly the best day of the week.
I think it is. They don't call it the hump day for nothing.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, really?
It's for nothing, yeah. I looked it up. It's actually totally arbitrary.
It's not. You can hump any day of the week, apparently.
Yeah.
No, it really is, because it presumes that you're working a Monday to Friday schedule.
That's true. It's kind of, it's racist.
Yeah, I don't really have, I work a 4-day week, so I don't really have a hump day. Hmm. I've kind of got like,
Tuesday night, I guess.
It's like there's no, well, yeah, I guess. It's like a point, it's like a roof, you know, there's two sides of it, but you can't really be on top of it.
There's two sides to every roof.
It's true.
Only the Spy vs. Spy podcast can help you tell the difference.
Amaze and astonishment at the spectacularity of the goodness.
Reel with stupor.
Stoop with vigor.
Reels or oh yeah. So we just, you and me listened just now at the same time in the same room facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we could check out each other's
junk,
taut facial muscles and rippling emotions.
We were holding hands.
Yeah. We just listened to...
Not each other's hands. What do you think we are?
To an audio comic.
What do you think this is?
Yeah. What do you think this is?
Sending your questions from comments about what do you think this is? Spy vs. Spy@gmail.com.
That's right.
Oh, yep.
I still stumble over his name. So
Sorochuk.
Sorochuk.
No.
Sent us a
Brosic.
A very good
I've Sorcerer.
A very good point.
Yes.
Pokemans.
Is that how they say it there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's just exploiting my own love of Pokemans.
I'm pretty sure that nobody in Australia ever actually says g'day. I think it's only for our benefit.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's great. He's playing the part.
He wears the hat with the flipped up side, with the teeth in it. And
yeah. I forgot about the teeth. The alligator teeth, right?
Yeah, he's always drinking the Foster's Lager.
All right, that's enough. We're gonna. I think we made him mad last time when he said.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Screaming.
We want to have him on the show. We want to have him on the show proper soon, but it's difficult with the time zones. But we'll do it up one day because we got stuck
with the time zones, with our schedules plus his time zones.
Yeah,
it's just boy.
It's yeah. Well, it'll have to be pre-recorded or like on a weekend.
Once we
or something.
Get sponsored.
Oh yeah, then we're going to Australia to interview him.
Me and Brian talked about this last night. We're actively shopping for sponsorship right
Anyone
now.
Anyone wants to sponsor? It's kind of like if you have a podcast and you want a virtual ad banner on our show. Maybe we can do link exchange.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we could have commercials for other podcasts on our show, but like, we could fix them, make adjustments as needed.
Maybe.
But Pokemans, I'd eat them, man.
Sure, dude. Gotta eat them all.
Yeah, totally. It's because you gotta think the flavors. Just the so many.
Well, there's
different...
probably some of them that you wouldn't want to eat.
Like what?
So there's probably like stinky ones. There's like the rock ones, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know what? This is what I was thinking of. There's like those rock ones, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying that because I want to pretend like I don't know their names.
Maybe they're charcoal?
No, but they have mouths, right?
Yeah.
And inside mouths, they're usually like tongues. If they can talk and say their own name, they probably got tongues, right? So that leads me to believe the insides of them are all fleshy and meaty.
Oh, man.
It's just a rock-to-rock outside that you got to chip open. It's a crunchy outside. I bet they're extra delicious because they're not exposed to the elements, you know?
Right.
So got them open.
Oh, man. Be like the vealiest veal you ever ate.
Exactly.
So tender.
Oh my god.
But I guess the real question is, you know, if you are
going to show you them,
oh. Huh? Yeah. if you are going to eat Pokemans, how will you cruelly prepare them so that they taste good?
Keep them inside of a ball.
Wow, man, it's all right there.
Mm-hmm. It's already cruel.
Well, let's.
First of all, you enslave them and you make them do your bidding, and you imprison them, and then you keep them in a little tiny ball, and you only bring them out when you
train them too, right?
That's also true. Training is tough. No one likes to be trained. No one likes to be programmed. Fuck that, man.
No.
That's the worst form of torture there is.
Is wow.
I presume.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anything.
Probably the worst form of torture that isn't really torture there is.
Yeah, things that aren't really considered torture.
I guess, you know, like it's being programmed. I guess that's kind of tough, you know? But, like,
the worst form of torture is, to me, the worst form of torture is people standing in my way when I'm trying to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing I can think of. People who get on the escalator and stop. Oh, it's doing the walking for me.
Wait. This is a revelation. You walk up escalators?
Sure, man. You walk to the left, stand to the right, man. If you're going to stand, that's fine. You're allowed to stand. You got to make way. You can't everybody just get on the escalator and stop. Come on.
Have two-lane escalators?
Well, no. There's enough.
There's not an American in the world that doesn't take up one entire stair width.
I forgot the conversion rate. The escalators are worth the same amount of width, but the people are not. and also people who they walk in a door and then they stop and they look at their phone or dig in their bag or something, and they're right in the doorway, and and you're standing there waiting for them. I think it's not so much just those things. It's and this is not torture at all. This is just me ranting about what I hate.
Right.
It's, people who are just they're not aware of themselves, like what they're doing and how they're affecting everybody else. And I'm not saying you gotta be fucking Mr. Samaritan and, you know, be super nice all the time and unhelpful and all that, but you gotta kind of be aware of yourself and what you're doing. It's kind of like when people wear their backpacks, their huge backpacks on the bus, and then they swing around and they're hitting everybody and they just have no idea.
Those big esprit bags?
Those big saddle bags, mail carriers things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think people should be more. I think what it is, it's because in North America, art culture is all like, it's all about me. What am I entitled to? Fuck everybody else. I'm an individual. I'm unique. I deserve this.
Snowflake.
Exactly. And all that means is like, oh, you don't like it? Well, fuck you, man. This is a free country, and this is how I'm going to do it. And that's kind of the truth, right? That's how it really actually is here. And there is nothing you can do about it. But it just would be nice if people were a little more conscious of themselves. And it's not all the time that they're spiteful and thinking, I'm going to do this because I can. Sometimes they just don't know. You know? They're not aware of themselves, their own bodies, their how they're affecting things. And I think that's something that we need to consider.
Hallelujah.
And
I disagree.
No, dude, I think that Psyduck would be the best one to eat.
What?
What?
I unplugged my headphones for a second.
Oh, well, you'll just have to listen to the show and find out what I said about you.
Man, a thrilling cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically, Pokemans, eat them, but be considerate of
and also,
around you while you're eating them.
Yeah, you don't always have to show them.
You know?
Sometimes you can keep it to yourself.
I bet it'd be fun eating a bucket of chicken on an elevator sometime.
Oh god.
Just go in an elevator and sit down on the floor and
people do that, man. They get on the bus here with a bucket of chicken or McDonald's. Why is McDonald's the worst smelling thing in the world? How can that? It's food and people.
It's so pervasive though, man. You can just smell it a mile away.
Why does it have to smell like that? I know it's probably some fucking chemical marketing that they're doing to make you want it when you smell it or whatever, but come on! Can you make it smell good or something? Why does it have to smell like barf?
Well, I guess it's a common barfed item, I suppose.
That is true. I bet if you took a poll, you'd some research and find out what the most barfed thing in the world was, I think after alcohol, if you count all alcohol as one thing,
right.
the next thing would probably be fast food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Though for me, it's
all you can eat shrimp.
Spaghetti.
Oh, God.
That's just the worst, too.
It's probably not the most. It's just the most memorable. Whenever that happens, you're like, oh, no. Because it comes out exactly the same.
Yeah.
If you had some red wine with it,
Watch out. Pizza's kind of rough. You know, that's no fun.
It's kind of pizza. Anything that's like the tomatoey like that, it's extra harsh on the way out.
It just ravages the throats.
When was the last time you barfed up rice? You know what I'm saying?
Just white rice, plain white rice.
Just, yeah. And it just, you probably can't do it.
Right, your body's like, oh no. No, this is fine. I'm keeping this.
No, I got no problem with that. It's just water. Just water comes out.
Yep.
So, hey, I got a question.
All the moisture comes out.
You're not hungry after, so that's probably good.
Yeah.
I got a question.
What?
It's a new product update. How are your shoes?
Oh, let me tell you.
What kind of shoes did you get? You don't have to like go too. You know, if you don't want to be like a corporate shill or nothing, you don't have to go too far into.
No, I don't mind. you know that Massimo fella.
The guy, our new sponsor.
Yeah.
Love that brand. They make quality products, items that you can use in your daily life, and you know what? They look great too.
That's right. And talk about value,
man. For guys like us, who we're not extremely rich or whatever. We got to be careful. We got to make really smart choices with our dollar, and we vote our dollar. Wait, we use our dollar to vote for Massimo because it's a fine product.
Yes,
And a
staunch ideology.
Hey, you know what? They're good guys.
That's right.
They show up. They give 100% every time. And what else can you ask for? All you want is hard work. And, you know, they provide that. And, you know, it's hard to argue with it.
I think we should elect Massimo for Minister of Footwear. You guys have ministers of stuff?
We have a lot of ministers, but not enough. I think we have room for one more.
Excellent. Massimo, it's you.
I choose you. Massimo.
Oh, man. Oh, he'd be like Moss Man. Remember that commercial with Moss Man where they put him in the cup? You know? Or was that Stinkor?
Bashosaurus.
Moss Man stunk worse than Stinkor. Okay.
Moss Man was great. And he was not
way worse than
And he was not skunk compatible man. With the slime pit.
Stinkor.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instructions saying, please do not use...
Whoa. Hey.
Okay, you're right. I was a little.
You get funky.
I was out of line.
Wow.
I was out of line. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything about slime pit.
No, that's okay. Stinkor just smelled like weed, man.
Yeah.
But,
Stinkor, man.
No, the shoes
are
black skate shoes, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I haven't. I've been wearing like dress shoes and low top Doc Martens for like, the past 4 years or so.
Yeah.
So this is my first foray back into tennis shoes in quite a while. Oh my god, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Hey, listen, just go with it. If you go with it, I'll reward you with moon sand.
Oh, nice. we'll also reward audio comments to the Spy vs. Spy podcast with moon sand.
Yeah.
Virtual moon sand, but...
Because, you know, moon sand is a good value.
Moon Sand, this is a great company with a great outlook and great prospects. And you know what? I could not be happier for these guys. They're doing a great job.
Yep. Moon Sand has a great outlook and a quality minesweeper and a perfectly serviceable hyper terminal. And,
hyper card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the terminal? Just terminal.
No, hyper terminal is a real thing too.
Okay, thank you.
That was like a never mind.
Did I say I got shoes? Yeah, they're good. They're comfortable. They're squishy. They're good. My feet don't stink. That's the best part.
That is the best part. I've been wearing skate shoes for the last few years, and I'm thinking about making a foray back into proper shoes because skate shoes don't last very long, and they're usually not really they're not the best comfort.
Huh.
Yeah, so, but if anyone wants to change my mind, you know, If there's someone out there who's like, you think skate shoes, there's a brand new skate, these aren't your daddy's skate shoes, you gotta try these out, these are comfortable, they last a long time. If anyone wants to, change my mind.
That email's gonna be from?
No.
Massimo.
Oh, really?
This is awesome. Spencer's in the background just screaming his head off that he went upstairs. Like, awesome. He thinks I'm gonna throw moon sand up there right now.
I went with her, Dad. I went with her.
That's great.
He's entitled.
Yeah, I suppose.
He's got a very strong sense of self. Just like Massimo.
Oh, man.
But they, so okay, the shoes.
Here's the special thing about the shoe, though, man.
They light up in the back. They have a wheel.
No. Oh, what's that called? You know those water wheels, you know, like they have on the river? A mill. They have a mill inside. Mm-hmm. That the wheel actually generates power for the light in the back.
Nice.
They've got little 2-inch LCD screens on the toes. So I've hooked my DS up to it.
You have to cross your feet to play properly, though, right? You have to go pigeon-toed?
Yeah. I have to play... I play Mario Kart while I'm doing sit-ups.
Good. Wow.
So I just sit and steer. And, oh,
sit and spin.
Well, I'm off the road. I gotta...
My new product update, or are
oh,
you
but
finished?
No, the real thing, no, the hey, real thing oh. I was going to say about the, is the, the tongue,
mm-hmm. okay, is the most delicious part of Geodude.
Oh. What's it, what are they called?
Hmm?
What are they called?
Geodude?
O-G-O-D-E?
Geodude.
Oh, yeah.
Geodude.
O-G-O-D-E was the old guy from Christar.
Oh, wow.
But,
shit, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. God dance. Oh, shit.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
The tongue is lashed to the sole. There's a stretchy bit of minge around both sides of the tongue that holds the tongue down.
Nice. So it doesn't get all fucking side munched and all that.
Yeah, totally. They're basically slip-ons. They got all this lace mechanism.
Oh, that's good news.
I can just flap them right on.
You gotta send me a link to that. Maybe I'll get the same shoes.
Yeah. Okay. Massimo.
Massimo.com?
Go to the Massimo Temple, and they will determine what shoes you need.
Hey.
Because that's the kind of company they are.
You know what? Because they're the experts. You know, I don't know. I don't know from shoes.
They're helping you remove your sense of self.
Mm-hmm. Wait a sec. Is that what I wanted? I forget.
Hey,
well, they can let me know. They can let me know if that's what I want.
What did you just say?
I want Wester.
Therefore what?
I want Wester upstairs.
So you want...
Moons.
But I meant if you went with her and stayed with her... Until I'm done with the talking show and everyone claps at the end.
Yeah?
Then you can play with Moon Sand, okay?
Okay.
Alright. So snap back up there.
And then spice will flow.
Yeah.
Girl. So good news on the shoes there.
Yeah, they're pretty great. It's got me thinking about, well, like, because I used to skate here and there. I never was like a guy like, I better get a hop up on that ridiculous thing and break my shit open. But I was all about, like, you know, kick, push.
Sure.
Kick, push. Because it's a great way to get around, and it looks dapper.
Not me, man. I've never been on a skateboard. And then last summer, my buddy Oliver, who is a skateboarder, he's a scat broader, he's like, oh, dude, you should totally get a skateboard. And you can go skate. And I'm like, you know what? This is not the time in the life that I should start getting on skateboards, because... It's just going to be a bad scene.
Well, I was a smaller person, man, when I was skating. And then I took a bunch of years of dress shoes, you know?
Yeah.
And just got the heels on the back, so you forget about it. It's mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah.
But then now, you know, I've got the shoes, I've got the skateboard, I got about, 30 more pounds?
Growing the beard?
Last time I was on one.
Going to grow the beard?
The skating beard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're gonna grow the whole full-on skating scruff?
I'm pretty scruffy right now, but I think about shaving some stripes into the sides of my head there.
Nice racing stripes.
Yeah.
Oh, so my
speed
product,
holes.
My product update is I got those. I must have talked about the new earbuds I got, right?
Yeah.
The V-Moda Bass Freak set there. They're like $60. There, it's like an expensive set of earbuds, but oh my god, they are so good. V-Moda Bass Freak. earbuds. I recommend them highly. They are a quality product. no, but they go right in your ear. They're like noise canceling. It's like wearing earplugs. They sound so fucking good. Best fucking sound I've ever fucking heard out of my shit. And I just want to listen to all my music because it sounds all brand new to me. It sounds so good. And
you're right there, right up close and personal with
it. Man, it sounds like it sounds like Ben Folds is spitting in my face.
From the inside too, right?
From the inside of my face. He's inside of my mouth. He's like spitting out my mouth. But they come with like they have nice, comfortable, soft little ear nubbin things that are removable, and they come in different sizes. So I mixed and matched, and now fucking one side don't fall out my ear all the times.
That's great.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so happy. It's a revelation.
Bless your misshapen canals.
I know. But you know what? That's the thing. Sometimes people think, you know, earphones are earphones. I'll just use my standard stock iPod ones, or get the whatever Sony Sports Walkman
Kobe
ones, which are
fine.
Get
the $1 Kobe ones at Family Dollar.
Yes, but those ones with the like fuzzy, not fuzzy, the foam ones.
They're just like those flocked stickers.
Yes. They're like electrodes that you just put on your earlobes. No, but man, I never thought I would spend that much on earphones, but I did, and it was totally worth it. And anyone who's serious about shit should think about it. You know, it's something you should think. You should treat yourself if you can. You know, it's
$60.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
you should treat yourself if you can.
Yeah,
doesn't that run contrary to your don't treat yourself?
No, you should treat yourself. Right. See, and here's the great thing about these is that they are, they're like noise canceling, and they don't leak sound. Like, if they're inside my ears, they're right inside my ears. I'm not bothering nobody with my noises. But those dudes with the giant ear goggles who are listening to fucking some shit that, like, it's louder to us than it is to them somehow.
Right.
you know, like, come on, man. Show some respect. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Get that shit in your ears and out of mine. But then now I don't have to worry about it because I can't hear anything with these things except for my own sweet tunes.
You don't care.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to all the Spy vs. Pie songs, and they're going to sound so bad.
Ooh. I bet those would be kind of fun for mixing, but totally, I don't know.
It would, you know, but mixing is like, it's weird because you got, like, okay, how do you know whether to mix for monitors or for headphones? Or do you do both?
I check it out on the headphones a little bit, but I mostly mix with my monitors.
Okay, like, I'm the opposite way, and that's why all my shit sounds fucked all the time.
Does like, sound a little inside out.
It sounds perfect in headphones, and you play it in speakers, like it sounds fucking retarded. So, yeah.
I think the goal is to try to get them to match, you know? Once you've got them to match, then you win.
Yeah. There was a time when I thought about being a sound engineer. I thought about going to school for that. I thought, that would be a really good thing to do. I was thinking about that for a while.
Being a musician. I know the time satellite window, Brian has to get to work, window is closing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We do have one final bit of minge to...
bits? Mingy bits?
Yeah, to handle.
Yeah.
And it's actually from Ive again. We sent the audio comment in. He had a bad interview question for us.
Oh.
Yeah. If you were a heavy metal album, what would be on your cover?
Wow, dude. Okay. Guy, barbarian, weapons, sword. And it basically, it would be the cover for Deathstalker. Yeah, I think. Is that the one with the, like, four-boobed lady on the front?
I don't know.
All right. I'd probably have a four-boobed lady and a dude with a sword and maybe like a tiger or a bear or something.
Huh.
Maybe you could be riding... Not a tiger. That's kind of weird. Maybe like a bear. Like a barbarian on a bear-barian with a bear-boobian to the power
of
four.
Leaping out the water in the background.
Dude, it would totally be a Mergesis. That's all. That's what it is. That's what's going to be on our album. When we finally release our album of podcasts.
Yeah. We'll get the fine people at Massimo to genetically engineer us a Mergesis.
Yep. And then we'll eat it, and we'll take a picture of us eating it after we have ridden it.
Murgus sounds kind of like turducken. Like it's like three mythological creatures stuffed inside each other.
Yeah. Oh man, delicious.
Yep. But for me, it's the exact opposite of your cover.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. For me, it's a skull with vampire teeth and candles, cobwebs, flames, blood, chains. Maybe just a pile of leather jackets in the background, you know?
On a bed?
Yeah. Yeah, like there's a rocker party over at the house, but like it's real hot, so everyone just ditched their jackets in the bedroom.
That would be a great album cover, actually. Just a bed with a bunch of like leather jackets
super
on it.
Super rockin' coats.
Yeah, and the door like slightly ajar and you can see light coming out, but it's just like a dim, like someone's shitty bedroom with all the coats on it.
Oh, and a pentagram and a swastika.
Mm-hmm.
And 9/11. I think that's. I'd put all that stuff in my cover. I want to change mine. I'm heavy.
I want to change mine. Okay. All I want on the. I just want like a very simple, probably just black, very simple start with a picture of bipedes.
I was born a yellow pup. Date, locality, pedigree, and weight unknown. The first thing I can recollect, an old woman had me in a basket at Broadway and 23rd, trying to sell me to a fat lady. Old Mother Hubbard was boosting me to beat the band as a genuine Pomeranian, Hambletonian, Red Irish, Cochin China Stoke Pocus Fox Terrier. The fat lady chased a V around among the samples of gross grain flannelette in her shopping bag till she cornered it and gave up. From that moment, I was a pet, a mama's own wootsie squidlums. Did you ever have a 200-pound woman breathing a flavor of camembert cheese and peau d'Espagne pick you up and wallop her nose all over you, remarking all the time in an Emma Eames tone of voice, "Oh, oozum, oodlum, doodlum, woodlum, twiddlum, bitsy-witsy squidlums?"